Alluding. I might allude to you that I am a horrible person. I might call myself a demon or a monster. I will warn you that I have problems committing, that I have cheated in the past, and that I can't seem to hold down a relationship. You will see all of these things as a cry for help from me, but it isn't a cry for help at all. It's a warning of epic proportions, and just like I said, you aren't listening, are you? I might allude to you that I have felt different from others all my life. This is because I am a narcissist. This is because I have no empathy, no sympathy, and no ability to put myself in another person's shoes. I cannot feel your pain. I might smirk and look at you with delight when I see your tearful reaction. I might look at you with sick glee that I could get you to react this way at all, because I have been surrounded by narcissists for much of my life who do not have these capabilities to feel like you do. I might look at you like you are an alien, mostly because I think that you are. I am desensitized to these things, these emotions that you refer to. I have been desensitized from them for as long as I can remember. You think that you will fix me. You think that you will cause me to feel suddenly. Those parts of my brain are able to be turned on and back off again at will. I will not lose control of my emotions the way that you do. I choose to feel them. Then I choose to not feel them. They are like a light switch to me. You think that I will dwell on things the way that you do. The truth of the matter is this. I completely forget about you when you are not in my presence. I have a one-track mind. I am not able to multitask to any degree. I only think about one thing at a time, and usually my mind is on precisely what I am doing and nothing more. When you ask me what I am thinking about, and I say nothing, it is because I truly am thinking about nothing. I'm not obsessing over you or the relationship in the way that you are obsessing over me. I could care less. Yeah, you heard it. I don't want you to call me at work or on my lunch break so that I can forget about you. I want to compartmentalize my life so that I have a different partner in the different areas of my life. This is so that I can get admiration and adoration from one or multiple partners at the same time. I can flirt with as many people as I want, and I can get attention from all of them to boost my own ego. If you are unhappy with me, I can get these things from someone else. This will always be the case. I won't wait around for you to get happy again, for you to get undepressed. I won't wait around for your illness to go away if you get sick. I won't wait around for you to stop grieving over your dead parent. I have better things to do. And sitting around waiting for your mood to change, to be in my favor, isn't one of them.